Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Hey, welcome back to Topeka, the capital city here, as we've got 3A state softball on the air once again. No doubt about it, it's been a fun 2 days, and we're in the home stretch of these 2 days as third place game about to get underway here with the home team, the Burlington Wildcats, and the visitors, the Riverside Cyclones. Coming into this contest, both teams 1-1. Both won their opening round game. Burlington beat Jeff West 9-0 and then fell just a moment ago to Silver Lake 8-0. Riverside, they knocked off their opponent in Minneapolis 6-5 in the bottom of the seventh, and then lost this morning 11-0 to Frontenac. And so Silver Lake and Frontenac for the state title at 5 o'clock. That game will be broadcasted not here on 103.9 FM. It will be broadcasted on 96.9 The Pulse. And that is due to KNZA 103.9 will be covering Valley Falls Dragon Baseball for their state title. So we're going to be shifting as soon as this game is concluded here. The Invista Softball Complex will then switch over to the 96.9 The Pulse, just as a programming note for you listening. All right, let's get to the third place game here. It's Riverside and Burlington. Riverside will be up first here today. Just a few changes on the defensive side of things here for Riverside. Alexis Scott will be in the circle to begin this game for Riverside. She was a shortstop in the previous few games. Moving from right field to shortstop will be Tori Ortega. Jess Perez will be still at second base. We'll get through the rest of the line for you here in just a moment. But the Riverside lineup here is Ella Whistler, catcher, batting first, wearing number 21. Batting second will be Kennedy Griffin at first base. She wears number 42. Nyla Duncan, the three-hole hitter, plays third base, wears number 6. Alexis Scott, pitching today, will be wearing number 7, batting fourth. Mia Jackson bats fifth. She plays right field and wears number 9. Tori Ortega bats sixth. She plays shortstop this game, wearing number 11. Batting seventh will be Jess Perez, playing second base and wearing number 2. Kayana Hewens, playing center field, batting 8, wearing number 24. Bentley Miller is the designated player, batting 9th, wearing 15. And Ebony Alvarez, playing left field, wearing number 5 as the flex. For Burlington, absolutely nothing has changed for the Wildcats. Still Grace Burke in the circle for Burlington. She just got done throwing over 150 pitches against Silver Lake in the semifinal round. But she will stay in the circle here. She's used to it. She pitched 20. That game against Silver Lake was her first loss of the season. Now 24-1 on the year when Burke pitches. Seth, I know we typically do a pregame timeout. I'm not able to do one here. We're going straight into this ball game. We'll make sure to get all of our breaks in as needed. But again, programming note, as we just got this coming through, if Oskaloosa hangs on with their game, which is on 93.7 FM, KAIR right now, they are leading 1-0 in their semifinal game. Should they win that game, their game, the championship, will be on 93.7. Valley Falls, their championship game, will move to 103.9. And Silver Lake, their game, will move to 96.9, The Pulse. I'm Jake. It's JJ on the mic once again. We got Jake Lamont back with us. Seth back in studio. Jake, you ready to rock and roll with this thing?
Yep.
All right, third place game, and in the circle is Burke. She's ready to rock and roll, and we're underway. Third place game to leadoff hitter Ella Whistler. Ball low and inside. It is ball one. Umpires tonight behind the plate, Scott Grog. He's from Yates Center. First base umpire, Thomas Brown from Topeka. And our third base umpire, Tracy Kutcher from Topeka. The 1-0 count here, and Burke delivers. Ground ball through to the center field. Ella Whistler starts the game off with a single. Right back up the middle to get things started here for the Cyclones.
Right past the pitcher. It was nice. Nice hit.
So runner on first is Ella Whistler. Kennedy Griffin steps in from the left side of the box. First pitch in there, called strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, catching the outside corner, called strike two. Burke in the circle, ahead in the count, 0-2. The delivery. Ball popped up into the net right behind the home plate. We'll do it again at 0-2. Behind Burke, it is third baseman Thompson once again. Shortstop will be Swank. Second base, Splechter. And first base, Sides. The battery made in the catcher is Carly Cole. Burke ready on an 0-2. Here's the offering. Ball lifted high and out of play again. Another foul ball. We'll do it once again. Fifth pitch of the bat coming. Left to right in the outfield, it's Carly Dockman in left. Center fielder is Kinley Hook. And in right field, it's Addison Sleaser. 0-2 count once again. Burke ready. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Picked up by Swank. Fires the first in time. A half a step ahead of Kennedy Griffith, who grounds out for the first out of the inning. But moving up to second base, Jake Ella Whistler now in scoring position. That'll bring up Nyla Duncan from the right side. Plays third base for the Cyclones. First pitch down and in for a ball. It's 1-0. Nyla north of 460 on her average this season. Looking to get something going early here for the Cyclones. They scored three in the first inning of their quarterfinal game and unable to scratch one across in the semifinal. Here's another ball in the dirt. 2-0 now the count. Whistler being aggressive at second with a big secondary lead. One out, two balls, no strikes. Whistler at second, Duncan in from the right side. Burke with the delivery. Ball lifted back to the net. Foul ball off Duncan's bat. It'll be 2-1. You tired now, bud? You've been here all day. You were chirping earlier. I can't get you to talk now.
I don't know.
I don't know either. 2-1 pitch. Ground ball foul. Having some fun here. We got Jake Lamont, cousin of Mia, who's playing right field this game. This will be your third game doing on radio for Riverside.
Yep.
Two ball, two strikes here. The pitch from Burke. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Off-speed pitch there from Burke. First strikeout. She had 10 strikeouts, Jake, in their semifinal loss to Silver Lake. Silver Lake scored 8 runs, but she still struck out 10.
That's a lot. I wonder if she can do it in the Riverside game.
Stepping in now is Alexis Scott, the lone senior on this roster. She'll be pitching this game. She had the game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the seventh in the quarterfinals yesterday. First pitch in there, low and inside, ball one. Two away, here in the inning. One ball, no strikes. Runner at second is Whistler. Led the game off with a single to center. There's a rise ball swung on and missed by Scott. It's 1-1.
That's a nice rise ball.
Rose up. It was a tough one to lay off of, for sure. 1-1 pitch. Catches the outside corner. Called strike two. So Scott quickly down in the count. 0-2 here against Burke.
Close.
1-2 to count. One away here. Swing and a miss from Burke, or from Scott. Pitch from Burke. And after a leadoff single, the Cyclones go down 1-2-3. No runs, one hit, no errors. One left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Riverside 0. Burlington coming up here in the third place game, Class 3A State Softball on KNZA.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuter.com.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at MCONUnderground.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And we're back here in Topeka. The third place game between Riverside and Burlington is underway. Four batters come to the plate. One reaches base for Riverside, but stranded at second base was Ella Whistler. Head to the bottom of the first inning, as it'll be for the first time in this state tournament, Alexis Scott into pitch for Riverside. Mia Jackson will be out in right field. Stoppage here as Emma Thompson will lead things off for Burlington, the third baseman. If Scott gave you the infield in just a second. First offering is high and away, ball one to Thompson. Third baseman for the Cyclones is Duncan, shortstop Ortega. Second baseman is Perez, and first baseman Griffin. The 1-0 pitch and the dirt, ball two. Left fielder Alvarez. Center field, Hewins, and right field is Mia Jackson. 2-0 pitch, called, strike one. Two-one pitch, rise ball up and out of the zone, it's 3-1. She also did not pitch Alexis Scott in the regional either. Been all Mia Jackson in a 3-1 pitch in the dirt. It's ball four. So a leadoff walk here by Emma Thompson. Brings up Grace Burke.
Not a great start for Alexis. If double play is a factor.
Yeah, Cyclones get a ground ball here. They could turn two. Here's Burke. Stands in from the right side. Really disappointing game two for her in this tournament as she went 0-for-3 from the plate against Silver Lake, but against Jeff West last night, a big two-run home run. Nice off-speed pitch, snap throw down to first, not in time. The try there by Whistler to try and get Thompson thinking she might be asleep. One ball, one strike on the swing and miss from Burke. 1-1 pitch in the dirt. Whistler fires it out a second in time, and he's out. That was a great job by Ella Whistler. Ball was in the dirt, able to scoop it, pick it up. Emma Thompson didn't get the best jump, and Whistler gunned her down.
Yep, got to be careful, or you'll end up getting caught snailing.
Here's a ground ball to the shortstop, Ortega. Nice glove. Good throw. Just too high over Griffin's head. So an E6 here for Ortega will allow Grace Burke to stay on first. I know that throw is one that you really liked as a catcher. You enjoy throwing people out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit of a delay.
Yeah, we're going to have a courtesy runner coming in here for Burlington, as Gracie Burke will be, since she is the pitcher, she'll get a courtesy runner. And that'll be Adelia Riggs in the run. Riggs will be running at first base for Burlington. One out, runner at first, and Smith, or Alexis Scott, falls down on the pitch. It was high and away, ball one, a snap throw from Whistler down to first base. Could not get Riggs, but the tag applied by Griffin on the attempt. So 1-0 here to Cole. Off speed, hits the plate, bounces over Whistler's head. It'll be a wild pitch. and 2-0 the count on Carly Cole.
Burlington now has a runner in scoring position.
That they do. So 2-0 the count. Scott toes the slab. Able to fire one in there on a 2-0 count to get a little closer. It's 2-1. First wild pitch of the game. Says to Scott. Lexus toes the slab. Here's the delivery. 2-1 and just a little bit low. It'll be 3-1. Scott walked the leadoff batter, Emma Thompson. She was caught stealing. That was the out. And a hit batter here on the 3-1 pitch. So even if it didn't hit her, it would have been ball four. So runners at first and second. That means something's back in effect now, isn't it, with a runner at first and second.
We got a double play again.
Stoppage here as we've got time as Coach Tristan Allen goes out to his pitcher. Asking about Alexis Scott, and I think we're going to be bringing Mia Jackson in.
That was a quick takeout.
Might be a quick pitching change here. She's coming in, and it looks like, yep. So we're going to have a pitching change. We'll step aside for a brief timeout. Pitching change here with the bottom of the first inning. Runners at first and second, one out. It'll be Mia Jackson taking the circle or take it back to right, and Scott will go to short. We're back after this one-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Discover Wathena Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center, a fully VA-contracted facility that is both Medicare and Medicaid certified and accepts most Medicare Advantage plans. Offering long-term care, short-stay rehab, and outpatient rehab, including physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Enjoy a small-town home-like atmosphere with all the amenities while providing a variety of daily activities to keep you engaged. Plus, just a few miles from local hospitals and physicians. Experience quality care where you feel at home. Choose Wathena Healthcare, caring for you every step of the way.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, back here at Topeka, after a pitching change, Mia Jackson back into the circle for Riverside. Ortega will go to right field. Here's a first pitch swing by Swank, and it's a foul ball. 0-1 to count. So that means that Tori Ortega goes back to right field, and Alexis Scott will go back to shortstop for the same lineup that we've had throughout the regional and state most of the season. 0-1 the count here. Two Swank is in from the left side. Here's a wild pitch. Might be a fastball. We're not officially scoring this game, but it's a 1-1 count nevertheless. Runner is able to move up on the ball, getting past Whistler behind the dish. One ball, one strike, one away here in the bottom of the first inning. No score. Burlington up to bat. Ball lifted up into the fence over the netting and out of play. Camden Swank, shortstop for Burlington, down in the count 1-2 with one away. 1-2 count. Outside for a ball. It's 2-2. Mia quickly back to the rubber. Here's the 2-2 pitch. High and tight for a ball. It's now 3-2. Alexis Scott responsible for Carly Cole, and Jackson puts Swank on with a walk. Now the bases are loaded. For Hannah Sides, the first baseman for Burlington. Scott able to register one out. It's only a third of an inning pitched for Scott. First pitch offering called strike one on the outside corner. It's 0-1. One pitch. 0-1, ball one. One ball, one strike, one out, bases juiced. Pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop, Scott. Boots it off of her ankle, and it goes into center field. One run is home. Here comes a second run throw from Hewins, not in time. So an error on Alexis Scott. All runners are safe. Sides to first, Swank to second, and Cole home from second, and Riggs scores from third. 2-0, the Burlington lead here in the bottom of the first inning. One out. Addison Sleaser up to plate from the right side, the right fielder. The 1-0 pitch from Jackson catches the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Tough thing to do, Jake, after losing a semifinal game to bounce back and try and get ready to go for a third-place game when your aspirations were for a state title game. 1-1 pitch swung on and missed.
Yeah, that's tough. But let's see how both teams bounce back.
1-2 the count. One away here in the bottom of the first. Runners at first and second showing bunt down the first baseline. Great bunt here, and it goes foul. Great try there by Sleaser. It will be considered a strikeout. So second out of the inning. And Jackson picks up her first K. Did not have a strikeout at all in the semifinal. So Jake, you know how many strikeouts it is for her year now?
That is 108.
You got it. You remembered.
Yep.
Good memory, young man. Now into the box for the first time today as Alexa Splechter gets Jackson. Fastball in the inside corner is called strike one. Two away now here in the inning. With bases loaded and only one out, Riverside could get out here just allowing two runs. I feel like that's a win.
And just a bit outside.
One ball, one strike. Good job. Good reference there. You know what the movie is?
No, my dad told me to.
There it is. Okay. One ball, one strike. Two away, the 1-1 pitch in the dirt. Ball two. I'll let you to ask your dad.
Is it Major League?
You got it. Yeah, good guess. You see Major League?
No.
Good. You shouldn't yet. 2-1 pitch. In there for a strike. It's 2-2. Wait till you're a little bit older to watch Major League.
Yeah.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, which means you take two fingers to the bill of your hat, go back and forth, delivery. Swing and a miss for Mia Jackson. Striking out Splechter. That's her second strikeout of the inning. And we'll head to the top of the second inning. 2-0 Burlington. We head to the top of the second. Cyclones coming up down two here on KNZA.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts. Your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Farmers State Bank in Wasena has proudly served the area for more than 110 years. As your friendly hometown bank, they look ahead to serving you far into the future. Online banking now available at www.ffbwasena.com. Farmer State Bank in Wasena, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the second inning we go, or top of the second, excuse me, as Riverside steps in. Mia Jackson for the first time today. She came in and pitched the final two outs of the bottom of the first. First pitch low and inside, ball one. Second offering, rise ball, too high. I beg your pardon, it caught the top of the zone, excuse me. One ball, one strike here to Mia Jackson, now the pitcher. Again, Tori Ortega moved from short to right, and Alexis Scott went from pitcher to short. 1-1 pitch, rise ball in there, swung on and missed. Strike two, it's 1-2. It'll be Mia Jackson, Tori Ortega, and Jess Perez coming up for the Cyclones. Third place game here in the 3A State Softball Tournament in Vista Softball Complex in Topeka. The 1-2 pitch, lifted high, shallow right field, second baseman going out, Spector, who makes the grab for out number one. Coming up next is Tori Ortega, right fielder for the Cyclones.
First time up today?
Yes, it is. First time facing Burke. Pitch too far inside. It's 0-1. I give a shout-out. Aubrey Euler hooked me up with the umbrella right now, Jake, and it's taking the heat off my head just a little bit. You're kind of getting a slight benefit from it.
Yeah.
1-0 pitch in the dirt. It's 2-0. Should be 1-1, actually. Scoreboard's got it wrong, I think. Nevertheless, Burke has toe on the rubber, ready to go. Off-speed pitch, catches the top of the zone for a strike. Let's see if the umpire holds up the count.
And he does not.
He does not. I'm thinking it's 1-2. Here's a line drive, right line, and it goes foul. Almost hit first base coach. Jess Perez on deck. If anybody gets on, it'll be Kayana Hewens for Riverside. There it is. You know what, Jake? I'm a big enough man to admit when I was wrong. And I was wrong. That was a 2-1 count. Now it's 2-2. Here's Burke. The offering. Foul back to the screen. We'll do it again. One out here in the top of the second inning, the capital city of Kansas. Burke's ready to 2-2. Off-speed knuckleball. Oh, my goodness. You can see that from here. No spin, no rotation. Whew.
That was nasty.
That was nasty. Ortega goes down swinging, though. That's all you can ask for. I've coached for 13 years, and I tell my kids all the time, I don't care if you strike out, you just better go down swinging. Two away now for Jess Perez. Lays down a bunt, but it goes foul. 0-1 the count. You ever struck out looking?
No, not this year.
Not this year. It's tough. It's one of the biggest mental hurdles to get over in softball and baseball. With two strikes, anything close, you got to be swinging. The 0-1 squaring the bunt again, pulls it back in time. One ball, one strike to the second baseman for the Cyclones.
A little high. A little high.
The 1-1 from Burke. Rise ball up and out of the zone. It's 2-1. Really appreciate Jake and Scott for jumping on and helping us with our coverage here at this 3A State Softball Tournament. Jake will have to leave after this game and go to baseball practice tonight, huh?
Yep.
2-1 pitch in the dirt. It's 3-1 to Perez. Cyclones trying to get something moving here with a two-out rally.
Inside. I was Perez. I would only swing at something right down Broadway.
Right down Broadway. You're picking up on some things. You got a future in broadcasting, my man. 3-1 pitch. Catches the outside corner for a strike. It's 3-2. So two outs. 3-2 count to the second baseman for Riverside. A pitch in the dirt. Ball four.
Perez is walked.
First free pass given up by Burke in this game. That's the second base runner for the Cyclones. That brings up Kayana Hewins. The sophomore center fielder for the Cyclones. Squares the bunt. Fouls it right back to the screen. You didn't flinch that time. I saw you. Nice job, Jake. 0-1 the count. They've been working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That net's there for a reason. Just sit there and have fun. Two outs here in the top of the second. The 0-1. Foul ball back to the screen. Off the bat of Hewins. And if you hear clapping, that's every time there's two strikes on a hitter. You can hear it start now. It's the Burlington faithful cheering on Burke. The 0-2. Ground ball, foul down the third base line. Did you kill it?
No.
Okay.
I just flipped it off the table.
Jake flicked a spider and it landed on my leg and
what?
Yeah. Black one over here. Was it a black one?
No.
Oh, well, there's a black one over here.
Oh, I put the brown one.
Man, the spiders everywhere on us. 0-2 count, two outs. Burke's set and ready. Here's the 0-2. Too low and outside. Ball one to Kayana.
Still two strikes on her. Got to protect.
Anything close, we're swinging, right?
Yep.
Signs given by Coach Tristan Hall. Rise ball out of the zone. Runner takes off the throw. Goes into center field. And almost, I should say. It actually hit the base runner. And it's taken third. Great hustle right here by Jess Perez. She swiped second. And as she slid, it hit her. She popped up. That ball went into left field. She popped up and swiped third. And we've got an injury here to Cole. She popped up to throw the ball to second. And we'll step aside here for a moment. Two balls and two strikes with two outs to Kayana Hewins. But an injury timeout. Runner at third. We're back in 1 minute. Here to Topeka on 103.9 KNZA.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
For more than five decades, Engabin Drainage Company of Troy has been your trusted resource for farm drainage, GPS pattern tilling, dozing, as well as underground boring water and sewer lines. Contact Engabin Drainage Company of Troy at 785-985-2355. Good luck to all of our area athletes at state.
Grant's Repair is your stop for AmSoil products, synthetic oils, and interstate batteries. Also specializing in John Deere tractor repair, minor automotive, and air conditioning service. They now have a full supply of Liberty Gun Safes. Grant's Repair on Highway 36, West Wathena.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
For more than 40 years, Taylor Seed Farms has been driving success for farmers with big-time results and small-town values. At Taylor, we back our words with action and excellence. Our corn and soybeans undergo thorough testing in your local environments for years before hitting the market, ensuring our research is serving you best. And we're proudly American-owned and family-run. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com/radio and explore hybrids and varieties tailored to your farm's needs.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we're back here at Topeka. Still an injury stoppage here right now as Carly Cole cramping pretty good as the catcher for Burlington. And she gets a little breather there, gets some water, and able to stretch it out a little bit. Says that she's good to go. And the umpire asks her if she needs a couple warm-up tosses. She says, no, we're good. So to reset you here at third base is Jess Perez. Two balls, two strikes, two outs to Kayana Hewins. In there from the right side of the box. Opportunity knocking for Riverside. Down 2-0 here in the top of the second. Here's the pitch. A little bit low and outside. Ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Burke ready in the circle, and here we go. The pitch. Swing and a miss by Hewins. Strike three, and we'll end the inning. Head to the bottom of the second inning. Burlington leading Riverside 2-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Discover Wathena Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center, a fully VA-contracted facility that is both Medicare and Medicaid certified and accepts most Medicare Advantage plans. Offering long-term care, short-stay rehab, and outpatient rehab, including physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Enjoy a small-town home-like atmosphere with all the amenities while providing a variety of daily activities to keep you engaged. Plus, just a few miles from local hospitals and physicians. Experience quality care where you feel at home. Choose Wathena Healthcare, caring for you every step of the way.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We go to the bottom of the second inning here in Topeka. JJ on the mic. I'm Jake. That's Jake. Jake, say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Got Seth back in the studios. Top of the second inning. Riverside had a runner on, Jake, but what was our line for that?
It was no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base.
Bottom of the second we go. Mia Jackson in the circle. First pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1.
Right down Broadway.
Kinley Hook begins this inning for Burlington. Second offering a little bit low. It's 1-1. It'll be Hook and then Dockman, top of the order after that, and Thompson. No pitch. They reset here. One ball, one strike as Hook stands in from the right side. The 1-1, and rise ball. It's out of the zone. It's 2-1.
Just high.
A little bit. Two-one, getting some help on the rise ball there. Swing and a miss from Hook.
That even ups the count?
Yes, it does. Two balls, two strikes. A 2-2. Trying to catch the outside corner, but can't. It's now three balls, two strikes. Duncan at third, Scott at short, Perez at second, Griffin at first. Whistler behind the dish for Jackson, who's in the circle. The 3-2, swing and a miss, strike three. So ever since Jackson came into the game, he's faced three batters, three strikeouts.
Yes, that is. Is that 1-0-10?
It would be 1-10. You are correct. Strikeout number three for Jackson. Bunt being implied here. It's Dockman, fielded by Jackson. Great play at first.
Just in time to get the out.
Jackson, nice pitch. Good bunt put down by Dockman, but fielding her position well, and there's two outs in the inning. Now top of the order, here's Emma Thompson. First time up, she started the game off with a walk.
Yeah.
One-oh pitch, low and inside. It's now 2-0 to Thompson. She walked, but then was caught stealing. Great throw by Whistler at the top of the first, bottom of the first, excuse me. Here's a ball lifted into the netting on the right field line. Foul ball. 2-1 to count.
Jackson just ahead in the count. Wait, no. Jackson's behind him.
She's behind. 2-1. Yep. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Ball lifted into right field, giving chase to the right fielder, Ortega. Dives, and it cannot get there. Rounding first, going to second is Thompson. She's looking for three. She's digging. Here's the throw to third. Duncan, a tag applied. No, she's safe. Great throw from Ortega and great effort in right. diving effort, couldn't get there. But then a cannon to third base, and Duncan just couldn't get the tag on her quick enough to stand up triple with two outs here for Burlington. Now ground ball through the diving effort of Scott at shortstop by Gracie. Gracie Burke with an RBI single to give the lead now from 2-0 to 3-0 for Burlington.
And there will be a courtesy runner.
That's right. Riggs comes in to courtesy run for Burke at first. Now at the plate, it's Carly Cole. She was hit by a pitch her last time up. Snap throw down to first, not in time. Riggs back safely. Pitch was a strike to Cole, so it's 0-1. Two away here in the bottom half of the second inning. One run in. Runner on first is Riggs. The 0-1 pitch outside. It's 1-1. Mia Jackson toes the slab. The 1-1 pitch catches the inside corner for a called strike two.
Got a swing at anything close.
1-2 count, two away. Off speed, too far outside. It's 2-2. The 2-2 pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Mia Jackson, fourth strikeout of the game in relief. Led to the top of the third inning. One run comes across. One run on one hit. No errors. And one left on. We're back after this. The third inning we go. Riverside up to bat. Down 3-0 here on KNZA.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
For more than 40 years, Taylor Seed Farms has been driving success for farmers with big-time results and small-town values. At Taylor, we back our words with action and excellence. Our corn and soybeans undergo thorough testing in your local environments for years before hitting the market, ensuring our research is serving you best. And we're proudly American-owned and family-run. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com/radio and explore hybrids and varieties tailored to your farm's needs.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On to the third we go. Bentley Miller will come up for the first time today. Designated player here for Riverside as Gracie Burke. One more warm-up toss. It'll be Miller followed by Whistler and the top of the order. Whistler and Griffin. Whistler singled her first time up. She's on deck. Griffin in the hole. If anybody reaches, Nyla Duncan. Finley Miller from the right side looks down at Coach Tristan. Gets the sign and is ready to go. Burke on the rubber. First pitch of the third inning. Swing and a miss. Strike one to Bentley Miller. Riverside trying to get something going here in this third inning. The 0-1. Check swing, foul ball back to the screen. 0-2 the count here to Bentley. Looks down at Coach Tristan, and she's kind of shaking her head a little bit. Get some confidence in there. Just a young sophomore on this roster. Again, only one senior for Riverside on this team, and that's Alexa Scott. The 0-2, swing and a miss. First out of the inning, strikeout of Bentley Miller.
Good momentum for Burlington.
Fifth strikeout by Gracie Burke. Again, a programming note, I'll know here for sure just a little bit, but there's a possibility of Silver Lake being on 96.9, the Pulse, for their title game. They went away here into the top of the third. And just got confirmation that Valley Falls will play for a title right here on 103.9 FM. I think scheduled start time for that is 5:15. We'll make sure to keep you up to date. Oskaloosa will play for a state title in softball. That'll be on 93.7. Here's an 0-1 pitch. Whistler hammers it to right field back, and one hops the fence. Rounding first, going to two. Now she's going to round second, looking for three, and Ella Whistler will have a one-out stand-up triple here for the Riverside Cyclones.
Good momentum, Riverside, just right after a strikeout. Going to probably get their spirits up.
Absolutely it should. And we'll have a courtesy runner, I think, for the first time coming in here. It will be Brooklyn Poyer to run for Ella Whistler. Yep, Brooklyn Poyer, sophomore. But as I was mentioning a second ago, since we have a little stoppage of Kennedy Griffin, get ready to dig in. Silver Lake and Frontenac state title game will be on 96.9 The Pulse. The runner at third, Whistler, here's Griffin. Grounded out to the shortstop last time up. One out here in the top of the third inning. 1-0 the count after that first pitch ball. Burke ready. The 1-0 pitch. Lifted on the infield to second base. Splechter makes the grab for out number two. Griffin a little frustrated with herself on that one, because you think that if anything gets to the outfield, Poyer would be able to get home. But two outs, and that'll bring up Nyla Duncan. Struck out her first time up.
Can she get a hit this time?
Clones need one. Fastball. Strike on a swing by Nyla Duncan. 0-1 the count. Whistler over on... Well, it's Poyer over at third, but that's Whistler's spot. Whistler today, 2-for-2 with a single and a triple. The 0-1. Ball lifted into left field, right at the left fielder, though, to Dockman, who makes the grab. Hard hit ball, but right to Dockman and left for out number three. A big, loud triple from Ella Whistler, but no runs on one hit. No errors and one left on. We go to the top. Check that, the bottom of the third inning. 3-0 Burlington here on FM 103.9 KMZA.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you only pay one deductible. And we should probably stop using stones for that sort of thing anyway. Talk to a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent about our one deductible advantage at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Discover Wathena Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center, a fully VA-contracted facility that is both Medicare and Medicaid certified and accepts most Medicare Advantage plans. Offering long-term care, short-stay rehab, and outpatient rehab, including physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Enjoy a small-town home-like atmosphere with all the amenities while providing a variety of daily activities to keep you engaged. Plus, just a few miles from local hospitals and physicians. Experience quality care where you feel at home. Choose Wathena Healthcare, caring for you every step of the way.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The bottom of the third inning we go. Jake and Jake here in Topeka. 3A state softball. Third place game, Riverside Burlington. Burlington with a lead of 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the third. It'll be Burlington Camden Swank and then Hannah Size, followed by Addison Sleezer. And very first pitch, we have a hit batter to Swank, so she will take first base. She walked her first time up, now hit by a pitch, so she's been on board both times.
That is not great for Mia Jackson.
Mia Jackson, ever since she came in, she did nothing but get outs, my friend, but a little bit rocky there with an RBI single by Burke in that second inning, but pitched pretty well coming in relief. Fires a strike here to Hannah Sides. The 0-1 pitch, too far inside, gets snagged by Whistler, not let it get past her. It's 1-1. Sabetha Baseball on the air right now as well over on 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Sabetha Humboldt in the third place game in Manhattan. Nice pitch here by Jackson. Snap throw down to first, not in time. Mia Jackson, though, ahead in the count now, 1-2. Sabetha lost a heartbreaker, up 6-0 against Teston in the semis. But the Swathers came back to win 7-6. The 1-2 pitch. Line drive in the left center field over the glove of Scott. Gets away from Tayana for a hot second and allowing the runners to move up. So Swank goes first to third and Sides with a single and advances to second on the booted ball. So nobody out here in the bottom of the third inning. Burlington scored at least one run in every inning so far. Addison Sleaser up now. Rise ball a little bit too high in the zone. It's 1-0. Nobody out here in the bottom of the third inning. Jackson's delivery on the outside corner called strike one. Again, it's Mia Jackson in the circle, Whistler behind the dish, Griffin at first, Perez at second, Scott at short, Duncan at third. The 1-1 pitch off the plate too far for a ball. It's 2-1. Ewens in center, Alvarez in left, Ortega in right. The 2-1 pitch in the dirt, nice block by Whistler. 3-1 to count now to the six-hole hitter, Addison Sleaser. Alexa Schlechter on deck next. Here's a hot shot right up the middle past the glove of Jackson. One run is in. Two runs are in on the two RBI single by Sleaser. Side scores from third and or from second, I should say, and Schwank from third. Time has been called as Ella Whistler goes out to talk to Mia Jackson, give her a little bit of a break. Still nobody out in the inning. It's now 5-0 Burlington. Bottom of the third. Runner at first is Sleaser. And I think we're going to have time called again as Coach Allen's going to go out and take some water to his pitcher, Mia Jackson. And, you know, Scott talked about it during the Silver Lake game a lot about how the turf temperature is a lot hotter than the air temperature. The air temperature has climbed up to 82 degrees here in Topeka. You can easily add 15 to 20 degrees to that on the turf.
Yes, you can.
So we're talking about temperatures around 100 degrees on that turf right now for these girls. Hot one today.
Yep. At least it's not raining, though.
I don't know. I'd rather take the rain.
Cold. All this stuff?
Well, I'd cover it up. Yeah. Yeah. I like the way you think, though. He's concerned about the equipment. First pitch to Alexa Schlechter after we have resumed action now is in the dirt, 1-0. Is your practice on turf or in dirt?
It's an inside.
Indoor practice. Oh, see, you're going to be in the AC. 1-0 pitch.
Yeah.
Ground ball foul down the left field line.
Yeah, we're going to our facility.
You have your own facility?
Yeah. Good too.
Jeez.
But one's like, there's a Velocity Church, and then it's huge because it used to be a grocery store. But oh. Pretty big.
1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Schlechter. It's 1-2. So Jake owns his own baseball facilities, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. Definitely.
The 1-2 pitch. Squaring on a bunt. Missed on the bunt. The throw down to second with the steal from Sleaser is not in time, so she steals second. But a strikeout for the first out of the inning. We'll bring up Kinley Hook, who struck out her first time up against Jackson. Runner at second, Sleaser. First offering to Hook. Pop fly. Filling into left foul territory. Duncan underneath it makes the grab in foul ground on the third base line. One pitch, one out for the second out of the inning. Riverside trying to limit damage here. Two runs have already came in for Burlington. Mia Jackson, the first pitch. Steal is on, and nobody's able to get there in time. Duncan was coming up because squaring to bunt was Dockman. And running over from shortstop was Scott, but Alexis couldn't get there quick enough. Swiping third is Sleaser. 0-1 on Dockman. The pitch off speed. Nice pitch there from Jackson. Catches the corner. It's 0-2. Dockman, the nine-hole hitter. We've seen it from her before. Two-strike bunter. See if she, coach just gave her the sign to do it again. The 0-2 pitch. Bunt squared and a bunt foul. That's the strikeout and will end the inning.
Multiple strikeouts for Jackson today.
That's correct. However, two runs, two hits. No errors, and one left on. We go to the top of the fourth, 5-0 Burlington. Riverside coming up.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
For more than five decades, Engabin Drainage Company of Troy has been your trusted resource for farm drainage, GPS pattern tilling, dozing, as well as underground boring water and sewer lines. Contact Engabin Drainage Company of Troy at 785-985-2355. Good luck to all of our area athletes at state.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First batter up here by for Riverside as it's fouled into the stands and Cyclone faithful, unable to collect it. Alexis Scott, first pitch swinging here for Riverside. Top of the fourth inning, it's 5-0 Burlington. Riverside, the visitors on the scoreboard, trailing by five.
Can they strike back?
It'll be Scott, Jackson, Ortega. Here's Burke in the dirt. Ball one. Got to give a lot of credit, Jake, to Gracie Burke. Threw a lot of pitches in that semifinal game against Silver Lake, and it's hot out there on that turf, and she's still swinging in the circle for Burlington.
Yep.
The 1-1, swing and a miss by Scott. It's 1-2.
She pitched 150 and 10 strikeouts, didn't she?
10 strikeouts and that 8-0 loss to Silver Lake. She's used to it, though. She pitched, this will be her 25th game this year. The 1-2 to Scott. Rise ball, swung on and missed. Strike three.
That's some help on the rise ball, Burke did.
First out here for Riverside. We'll bring up Mia Jackson. Popped out to the second baseman her first time up. First pitch to Jackson. A little bit low and inside. It's 1-0.
Younger brothers.
That's your brother?
Younger brothers, am I right?
Well, I don't have a younger brother, so I don't know.
Brothers, what? Am I right?
I don't have brothers at all.
You have sisters?
Yeah, two sisters.
Siblings, am I right?
There you go. One and oh the count to Jackson. His pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike. It's 1-1. Yeah, my sister's listening to the radio quite a bit, so I won't say anything. One ball, one strike. Here's a hot shot to the shortstop picked up by Swank. Long throw to first in time. Nice dig by Sides at first base to complete the out.
Great dig. Almost beat it. Jackson almost beat it.
Close. Running fast down the line, but great play by Swank at short. An even better scoop by Sides at first.
They're going to start hitting. They'll have to start right here by...
Torrey Ortega.
Ortega.
Right fielder now for the Cyclones. First pitch in the dirt. It's 1-0. Ortega struck out her last time up. 1-0 the count here. Two outs, top of the fourth inning. 3A State Baseball here in Topeka. Ground ball back to the pitcher, picked up by Burt. Fires the first in time for out number three. Cyclones go 3-up, 3-down, Jake.
That's tough.
Tough one for him here.
Good momentum by Burlington, though.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 5-0 Burlington here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
For more than 40 years, Taylor Seed Farms has been driving success for farmers with big-time results and small-town values. At Taylor, we back our words with action and excellence. Our corn and soybeans undergo thorough testing in your local environments for years before hitting the market, ensuring our research is serving you best. And we're proudly American-owned and family-run. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com/radio and explore hybrids and varieties tailored to your farm's needs.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go, bottom of the fourth inning. Burlington up to bat, leading 5-0 over the Riverside Cyclones. Jake and Jake here with you, Seth Tollison, back in the studio. But again, great work, those of you. You guys know, Seth's been on the radio since 5:45 this morning, 6 o'clock this morning. Big thanks to Seth back up in Hiawatha. Coming up here in the order for Burlington, top of the order, Emma Thompson. Heading to count 1-0. Here's Jackson's delivery. Pops foul out of play into the Burlington student section.
It's crazy how they have a student section.
I know. You don't ever see that, do you?
No, not in baseball, especially when school is over.
Softball, baseball, any outdoor activities, you typically don't. You see the basketball, you'll see the football.
Yeah, because, I mean, school's in.
Volleyball, yeah, that's true.
We even have a middle school section for football.
Foul ball down the left field line. 1-2. Middle school student section. You get a little rowdy there, do you?
Yes.
Like, lose your voice, get screaming?
No.
Okay, that's good. Save that voice for the radio. 1-2 pitch, swing, and a foul ball. Man, just got a piece of it, did Thompson. Count remains 1-2.
Jackson, just a little bit ahead.
Yeah. Pitching good in the circle. Toes the slab with the right foot. Comes set, steps back with the left, and the 1-2 pitch outside. It's ball two. Yeah, you got to save that voice for the next, 7 years from now, 8 years from now, when you want a job in radio, you can come up and work for us. 2-2 pitch, off speed, a little bit too high, 3-2.
Oh, I just live with my grandma.
Grandma lives up that way?
Wathena.
Okay, yeah. There you go, Grandma. Is she here today?
Yeah.
No, so she's not listening then.
She's right there.
All right. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Jackson gets Thompson down on strikes. For the first out of this inning, and Jackson looked good since she came in relief.
How many strikeouts does she have? Great.
Count, buddy. Seven.
Seven.
Seven in the game for Miss Jackson. She is for real.
And it's only the bottom of the fourth.
That's right. Grace Burke in there now, and Gracie steps in. First pitch, low and away, ball one. Quickly back to work is Mia. Toes the slab, the 1-0. Off the plate a little bit, ball two. Shout out to the Riverside Faithful, as they always take care of us broadcasters. And got myself a little goodie bag. A state t-shirt in there. 2-0 pitch, ground ball to the second baseman. Oh, diving effort there by Perez, but couldn't get it in. Then it gets past the right fielder, Ortega. Rounding first is Burke, and a stand-up double by Gracie Burke. And her best hitting game of this tournament here today in this one. Now 2-for-2 with a single with an RBI, a double reached on an error. Just to bring in Riggs.
Two courtesy runs.
You got it. With one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Look out, you got Scott next to you now, Jake.
Good.
First pitch. Carly Cole just off the plate a little bit. It's 1-0. Cole was hit by a pitch and then struck out in the second. Her third plate appearance of the day.
What will she do?
That's what's great about it, Jake, is we get to see it happen in real time. Second pitch, a little bit off the plate. It's 2-0. Runner at second is Riggs. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 pitch. A little bit low. 3-0.
And the pitch.
Foul ball. Swing and a miss there. Green light for Carly Cole. Usually on a 3-0 count, you're probably not going to swing, but
no.
Mia put it down there. He fouled it off. We'll do a 3-1 here. One out. Riggs at second base. 5-0 Burlington. Bottom of the fourth inning here in the state 3A softball third place game. This ball lifted high and deep to left field, but slicing foul.
Had the distance for a home run, but...
Yes, it did.
Way too left.
Way too far left. What's that mean from a right-handed batter if you hit it too far left?
Just hold it.
Hold it. Way in front. Way in front. And that's why I parked my vehicle way over there.
Oh, we just parked deep down there.
Did you?
Yeah. We
That ball might have reached your car then. Hope you got a good insurance.
Not like that one.
3-2 pitch. Trying to catch the corner and just off. It's ball four.
I think we have the one with the roof. The American Family. The one that always has the roof in the commercials.
Okay.
We have that one.
Okay. Carly Cole will have a runner, courtesy runner come in for her. And this will be...
Might need a
Riley
break.
Riley Dockman.
I need a break. Jackson's face looks red.
Yeah, it's hot, dude. She's working out there. So Riley's been the courtesy runner at first. Riggs, courtesy runner at second. One out. Bottom of the fourth. Here's a hot ground ball down the first baseline. Foul by Camden Swank. Left-handed batter pulled it down the right field line. 0-1 the count here to Swank. Again, don't forget the title game here for 3A State Softball. Silver Lake and Frontenac will be moved to 96.9 The Pulse, approximately 5:10 first pitch. 1-0-1 pitch, low and outside for a ball. It's 1-1. Jackson asks for the ball back quickly, and she's ready to work. Toes the slab, the 1-1. Ball lifted high and deep into center field. Hewitt going back to the wall, and it's a home run. Cameron Swank.
That was a swamp donkey, and Jackson looks upset. That at least cleared it by 50 feet at least.
I like your measurement. Three-run jack there by Camden Swank. Explodes this lead up to now 8-0 for Burlington.
I accidentally said swamp donkey.
That's all right. I heard you.
That's what you say.
Yeah, that's all right. One out, still in the inning. Line continues to move here. That was dead center field. Hewins was tracking it, but ran out of real estate. Plenty of fans out there, though, Jake. They got themselves a souvenir. Fans, you're going home with a game ball. And Mia Jackson standing out there saying, I need a softball, please. And the umpire obliges. Jackson with the delivery. Here's a ground ball to the third base side. Foul.
Hard hit.
Hannah Sides. Hit by a pitch last time up. Reached on an error the first time.
She was walked the other one, correct?
Hit by a pitch, and then she reached on an error. Yes, sir.
How many hit by pitches have we had?
One hit by pitch, two walks. 0-1 pitch, a little bit outside. It's 1-1.
Count is even.
One's across the board up there, Jake. One ball, one strike, one out. Nobody on. Here's a ball lifted into center field. Hewins underneath it. Kayana tracking it. Makes the catch for out number two.
And that one was caught by Hewins.
It was. Tracked that one the whole way. So that'll bring up Addison Sleaser. Had a two RBI single back in the third, then stole two bases, but was unable to make it home. First pitch, lifted to right field. Ortega's underneath it, makes the catch for out number three. But some more damage done here in the fourth inning, Jake, as there was three runs on two hits. No errors and nobody left on. We go to the top of the fifth inning. 8-0 Burlington, Riverside, coming up on KNZA.
Grant's Repair is your stop for AmSoil products, synthetic oils, and Interstate batteries. Also specializing in John Deere tractor repair, minor automotive, and air conditioning service. They now have a full supply of Liberty gun safes. Grant's Repair on Highway 36, West Wathena.
Farmer State Bank in Wathena has proudly served the area for more than 110 years. As your friendly hometown bank, they look ahead to serving you far into the future. Online banking now available at www.ffbwathena.com. Farmer State Bank in Wathena, member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, welcome back to the peak of 3A softball.
Yeah.
Riverside coming up at the top of the fifth.
Now just introduce who we are.
JJ on the mic. I'm here, Jake Lamont, and here with Jake Spaulding. And
who's back in our studio?
Oh, Seth?
Yeah, we got Seth Paulison back at the studios. Good job, Jake. Back to the top of the fifth we go. Burke still in the circle, and Ella Whistler up to bat. Jess Perez up to bat for Riverside. She walked her last time up. First pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1. The 0-1 catches the outside corner for strike two.
Must protect. If I was Perez, I'm going to protect.
0-2 the count here to Jess Perez, the second baseman for Riverside. The pitch, rise ball. Glad I had my glove ready Jake out of Cossett.
Cossett.
Went over the catcher's glove of Cole, and there's two strikes now.
Play any slow pitch softball?
Oh, yeah, back in the day, not anymore. The 1-2 pitch. Ball lifted on the infield. Tracking it in is Burt to make the catch. Great hustle in foul territory by Gracie Burke. Ran from the circle all the way to the on-deck circle in front of Riverside's dugout to make the play.
Great hustle. Like you said, Jake, great hustle.
One out in the inning. That brings up Kayana Hewen, the center fielder. She struck out in the second inning. Second at-bat here for Kayana. First pitch, a little bit low, ball one. Again, this Riverside team, Jake, best season in school history.
22 or 21 wins?
1-0 pitch, swung on and missed. If I find my sheet here, Jake, I'll be able to tell you.
Something like that, because the last two seasons, they've only had 18 wins.
Yes, combined.
Combined.
Yep, 22 wins. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Off speed, that one was dirty. Here's Kayana Hewen. Down in the count, 1-2. Grace Burke set and ready. The 1-2. Called strike three. Hewens goes down.
Looking.
For the second out of the inning. So bring up Bentley Miller, who struck out her first time up.
What will she do this time?
Good question, my friend. Two outs, top of the fifth. First pitch, a little bit low, ball one. Riverside really could use a run or two to scratch across here because run rule will be in effect in the bottom of this inning. Burlington needing just two runs to surpass 10 after 5. 1-0 pitch catches the corner on a called strike. It's 1-1. Stop. 8-0 Burlington, top of the fifth inning. Two away, 1-1 pitch to Miller. Swing and a miss, strike two.
Have to protect your Miller.
The 1-2. To Miller, two away, here in the top of the fifth. Off speed, ground ball to the shortstop, picked up by Swank, fires the first. It's time!
A close call there. But it was a good pick by
Burke.
Burke.
All right. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Burlington up to bat, leading 8-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Who is Farm Bureau Financial Services? At our core, we're relationship builders. We're home and auto bundlers, life insurers, farm and ranch protectors, and retirement planners. We're neighbors, community members, and friends. We're the people you can count on now and for years to come. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's back.
Pitching change here for
Riverside.
Yep. As Kennedy Griffin comes in to pitch for the first time in this state tournament. Alexis Scott will move over from shortstop to first base. Tori Ortega will come in from right field to play shortstop. And Mia Jackson back out to right field where she started this game.
He had multiple strikeouts.
Just seven.
Seven strikeouts. That is a good ball game. That's a good amount of strikeouts.
No doubt about it. Kennedy Griffin, first time in the circle. The lefty toes a slab and fires a called strike. First pitch here to Schlechter. Second one in the dirt. It's 1-1. Kennedy just a freshman. Again, this team very young, Jake. Two freshmen on this roster.
Only one senior, correct?
That is correct. Alexis Scott, who stands at first base, playing that position now for Riverside, but everybody else back. 1-1 pitch. Try to go off speed and a little bit high. It's 2-1. I'll give you a little bit of advice here, Jake. This is why you always fill out your card with a pencil. Because of all the defensive changes like that, instead of having to scratch out and make it look like a mess like I've got, use a pencil with an eraser. Here's a 2-1. Nice pitch by Griffin in there for a strike. It's 2-2.
Pen's like all messed up.
Yeah.
Pitch is coming.
2-2 pitch. Off speed, too high. 3-2 the count.
Full count. Will it be a strikeout, a hit, or a walk?
3-2 pitch. High, lifted on the infield. Scott's underneath it. Calls for it. Makes the play for the first out over at first. So great job there by Kennedy Griffin in her first batter faced. One up, one down. We head to the bottom, or still in the bottom of the fifth inning. We head next in the line up to the eighth spot. It's Kinley Hook.
Has Griffin ever pitched?
Oh, yeah.
She has?
Yeah. Yep. She has pitched in a few games, comes in relief a little bit. Screwball there that off the plate a little bit, and it's now 1-0 on Kinley Hook. Again, don't forget, we've got state title coming up in a little bit. The 0-1-0 pitch lifted to second base. What a grab by Jess Perez. As hit it on a run, but Perez fielding her position perfectly.
For the second out.
So line out to the second baseman, and now the nine-hole hitter, Carly Darkman, 0-2 today.
This is screwed up.
Here's a ball lifted down the right field line, slicing foul. First pitch to Darkman. And a great grab by a Riverside fan. Own one to count. Two away here in the bottom of the fifth. Griffin, off speed, hits in front of the plate. It's 1-1.
1-1. Count is even.
Update from Manhattan into the fifth inning. Sabetha Humboldt tied at 1 in 3A baseball third place game. 1-1 pitch, a little bit off the plate, 2-1. Two-one pitch in the dirt, 3-1. Well, we know who Valley Falls will face off against on 90, right here on 103.9. They'll be facing off against Pitt Colgan. 3-1 pitch here to Dockman. Lifted to the right field, and that's going to be Jackson giving chase. Can't make the catch. Downing first and going to second is Dockman. She slides in safely with a two-out double.
Jackson tried to catch the ball low. I've only seen that happen once, and it was with my character in a video game.
Well said, Jake. Well said. Back to the top of the order we go. Here's Emma Thompson. 1-2 today. Off-speed pitch off the plate for a ball. It's 1-0. Valley Falls will be facing off against Pitt Colgan. This is a title game for the 35th time in 40 years. That's insane. 1-0. The count. Here's the offering. A little bit high. It's 2-0. Valley Falls versus Pitt Colgan.
Wasn't a bad miss by Griffin.
Oskaloosa in the title game as well. 2-0 pitch. Humped into center field. Hewitt's coming in. Can't make the grab. Rounding third, heading for home is Dockman. No throw. And it's a two-out RBI single for Emma Thompson.
One more run, and that would be run roll for Burlington.
That is correct. 9-0 your score now here in the bottom of the fifth. And Grace Burke, senior, over 750 strikeouts as a pitcher. Ropes one to the shortstop through the wickets of Ortega into left field.
In soccer, they would say she got nutmegged.
So a single with two outs there by Burke. That'll bring up Carly Cole
into scoring position, which is bad for Riverside if they want to keep playing this game.
Emma Thompson at second. Burke will actually stay out and run here the first time here today. Griffin toes the slab. Two outs. First offering into Cole. Swung on and missed for a strike. It's 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. Ground ball, third base side, and foul.
Just foul before it passed the third base line.
0-2 the count here, two outs. Bottom of the fifth inning, it's 9-0 Burlington. Riverside, 22 wins this season. Played in a pretty tough NEKL league with the likes of Oskaloosa and McClouth. McClouth, the two-time defending champions, knocked out in their regional semi against by Rossville, and Oskaloosa beat Rossville to go to state. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball that, man, just missed. It's 1-2.
Those are nasty. Good thing she was able to lead off.
Carly Cole steps back in. The 1-2 pitch from Griffin. Off-speed pitch freezes her.
And gets out and prevents the run rule for this inning.
We'll go to the top of the sixth inning after the bottom of the fifth. Three hits in the inning. One run comes across. No errors and two left on. Top of the sixth we go. Riverside coming up to bat here on 103.9 KNZA, trailing 9-0.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
For more than five decades, Engelman Drainage Company of Troy has been your trusted resource for farm drainage, GPS pattern tilling, dozing, as well as underground boring water and sewer lines. Contact Engelman Drainage Company of Troy at 785-985-2355. Good luck to all of our area athletes at state.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Farmers State Bank in Wathena has proudly served the area for more than 110 years. As your friendly hometown bank, they look ahead to serving you far into the future. Online banking now available at www.fsbwathena.com. Farmers State Bank in Wathena, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, welcome back to Topeka for 3A softball. Top of the sixth, Riverside trying to start something. They're up the bat. It's JJ on the mic. I'm Jake Lamont. This is Jake, Spalding. And at the studio, we have Seth Tollison. Riverside trying to start a rally so they do not get run ruled.
All right. Good job, Jake. We're going to go to the top of the order here for the Cyclones, and it'll be Ella Whistler. 2-for-2 today at the plate for the catcher for Riverside. Birch still in the circle. Her first offering lifted high and out of play behind the home plate umpire, who looks at it and says, I better get another ball out of my pocket. A long strike there for Whistler. Again, shout out to our umpires, home plate umpire Scott Grogg from Yates Center. First base umpire Thomas Brown at Topeka. Third base umpire Tracy Kucher of Topeka. The best of the best here at the state tournaments. Here's an 0-1 lifted into shallow left center field, giving chase is hooked underneath it to make the play for out number one. Top of the sixth inning, so even if Riverside doesn't score here, Jake, they can play good defense, not give up any runs, and they'll make it to the seventh. But it'd be better if they could get a run or two across here to get this rally started.
Yes, because Burlington scored every single inning.
Griffin into hit now from the left side. First pitch from Burke is high and away, ball one. Want to know the count, Griffin. Burke ready, and here's the 1-0. Catches the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. The 1-1 count with one out. There's an off-speed pitch that's too low and outside. It's 2-1. Burke's set. Toes the slab. Here's the rock and the 2-1 pitch. Lifted high behind home plate outside of the stands for a second strike.
Everybody wants that souvenir.
That's right, man. You know, when I was growing up, Jake, if I was at a ball game and I grabbed a foul ball, took it to the concession stand, they'd give me a piece of bubble gum. And that was the coolest thing as a kid growing up.
At the KU softball games, they'd give you a free Chick-fil-A card.
That's way better than a piece of bubble gum.
Yes, it is.
The 2-2 pitch from Burke. In the dirt. Ball three. Griffin working a good at bat here.
Hey, bubblegum's still good, though.
I mean, yeah, but is it as good as Chick-fil-A?
No.
Not
even close.
Not even close. One out here in the top of the sixth. The 3-2 pitch to freshman Kennedy Griffin. Watches ball four, and she's on base with a one-out walk. First time that Griffin has reached base today in either the semi or here in the third place game.
And Nyla, let me think. I know this.
Okay.
Nyla Duncan is up to bat.
There you go. One out. First pitch to Duncan is low and inside. Ball one. Duncan today, strikeout. She hit a line drive. Loud out to left field. Back in the fourth. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Duncan. Rise ball that gets faster. 1-1.
Burke, a great pitcher.
She is.
Can Nyla get a hit?
The 1-1 pitch. Ball lifted. Shallow right field. It's actually going to stay in on the infield, and Schlechter underneath it for the catch and out number two.
Two outs for Burlington. They're probably hoping to get a thing and try to run roll Riverside so they can go home early.
Alexa Scott steps in from the right side. Griffin's still at first base. Burke ready. The first offering to the cleanup hitter, and the only senior on this roster, Alexis Scott, has swung on and missed. She was the hero in the quarterfinal matchup. Bases loaded, bottom of the seventh, tie ball game. She roped one right up the middle for the walk-off win. The 0-1 pitch to Scott. Foul ball back to the screen, and it's 0-2. There's one thing, Jake, you can never take away from somebody. It's the experience and the memories that you have making it to a state tournament.
Yep.
Finishing top four in the entire state of Kansas is a pretty cool thing.
Yes, it is. I've been to state wrestling, but was not lucky enough to play.
Okay. The 0-2 pitch in the dirt for a ball. Swiping second is Griffin. A throw offline. She's now in scoring position. Riverside has had Jess Perez make it to third base back in the second inning. That's the only time anybody's made it past second in this game. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three for Gracie Burke. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. It's 9-0 Burlington, leading the Riverside Cyclones, heading to the bottom of the sixth here on KNZA.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Grants Repair is your stop for AmSoil products, synthetic oils, and Interstate batteries. Also specializing in John Deere tractor repair, minor automotive, and air conditioning service. They now have a full supply of Liberty Gun Safes. Grants Repair on Highway 36, West Wathena.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, welcome back to People for 3A Softball. We're at the state tournament. Burlington coming up, hoping to run over Riverside. Riverside trying to stop that. JJ on the mic. I'm Jake Lamont. This is Jake Spaulding to my left. And at the studio, Seth Tolleson.
Good work, Jake, once again. Yes, bottom of the sixth inning. Here's a slow dribbler. And a race to first base, won by Scott, as Camden Swank grounds out to the first baseman, Scott, for out number one. Camden Swank, remember what she did last time before she dribbled that one to first base?
She's the one that hit the home run.
She's the one that hit the home run. You got it.
That was a tough one for Riverside.
1-0, or one out. First pitch now to Hannah Sides is back to the screen, past Whistler. It's a ball, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch, off speed, looked good from Kennedy Griffin. In there for a strike, it's 1-1.
That is definitely different from her fastball.
Much different. Griffin getting the sign, she's ready. The 1-1 pitch. Ball kind of got away from her there, high and away, ball two. Reminder, programming note, those of you listening in for Silver Lake State Softball Championship game, scheduled for 5 o'clock, will not start until closer to 5:30 on 96.9 The Pulse. Here's a 2-1 pitch, line foul down the left field line, evening the count at 2-2.
Is Valley Falls here?
What station will Valley Falls be on?
Valley Falls will be on 103.9.
You got it. Valley Falls Baseball State Championship game against Pitt Colgan will be right here on 103.9, approximately at 5:45. Pitched by Griffin on a 2-2, high and away, ball three.
Make it a full count.
Three balls, two strikes. One out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch lifted left center field in the gap. To the wall, and it one-hops the fence. Rounding first, going to second and side, and she has a stand-up double with one out here on the bottom of the sixth inning. Sides has had a great game at the plate. Reached on an error, single, flied out deep to center, and now a stand-up double here with one away. That's the game-winning run out there at second base right now, Jake, for Burlington.
Yes, it is, and she is in scoring position, which is bad for Riverside.
Addison Sleaser has an RBI, two RBI single in this game back in the fourth. Steps in on her hands, this pop up to the shortstop Ortega. Makes the play for out number two. One pitch, one swing, and out number two.
Riverside needs one more out, and they get to hit one more time.
Alexa Splechter will come up to the plate here for Burlington, has struck out and popped out to the first baseman. Two outs here in the inning. First pitch a little bit inside. It's 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Catching the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. You can't be tired, young man. You got to go to baseball practice here soon.
Yeah, but that'll get me hype.
Okay. That'll get you hype?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 1-1 pitch. Nice off-speed pitch again by Griffin. Freezes, Spectler. Called strike two.
He's now ahead of the count.
1-2, 2 outs. Bottom half of the sixth inning, 9-0 Burlington. Runner at second. Here's the off-speed pitch in the dirt. And moving up to third on the pitch was Schleser. Even in the count of 2-2. And as we said all day, 2-2. Listening at home, you know what to do. 2 fingers, Jake, and you go on the brim of your hat. And as soon as Kennedy deliver, and it's outside for a ball, 3-2.
Just outside.
Just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
Keep working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said it wrong then. First one was good.
First one was good. That one was good, too. 3-2. Kennedy with the pitch. Low and away, 4.
But there was no hit, so no run rule yet. It's still possible.
Kinley Hook, center fielder, has struck out, popped out to the third baseman in foul territory, and lined out to the second baseman today, 0-3. Runners on the corners, 2 away here in the bottom of the sixth. Griffin with the pitch. Swing and a miss by Hook. Griffin, off speed, looks really good. She'll only get better, Jake. Just a freshman.
Just a freshman.
The 0-1 pitch in the dirt. Nice grab there by Whistler. If that ball gets by Whistler, you're going to see coming over from third sides to try and score the winning run. Great job by Ella to keep that in front. 1-1, 2 outs, bottom of the sixth. Griffin ready, and here's the 1-1. Just off the plate. It's 2-1, and moving up to second base freely is Splechter. That run means nothing to the Cyclones. The 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Nice pitch by Griffin. If Hope can get on, it's Dockman awaiting on deck.
If I was Hutch, I would be protecting.
2-2, 2 outs. The 2-2. Off speed, staying a little bit high. It's 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch. Just off the plate.
No run rule yet.
Bases are loaded now. The 9-hole hitter, the left fielder, Carly Dockman, hit a double her last time up the left center. 1-3 on the day.
Riverside cannot let up any base hits if they want to keep their hopes alive.
2 outs, first pitch in the dirt, 1. Griffin's got to be careful not to walk either. Know where to put Dockman. You're listening to 103.9 FM, KNZA, Hiawatha. 1-0 pitch. Just off the plate, 2-0. 3A State softball, third place game. Burlington leading Riverside 9-0 in the home half of the sixth. One more run, and this would be a 10-run rule. Bases loaded here for Dockman with 2 outs. 2-0 the count. Here's the offering from Griffin. Painting the corner over a strike. It's 2-1. And Valley Falls will be right here on 103.9 in approximately 30 to 45 minutes from now. Silver Lake softball, that's Valley Falls baseball. Silver Lake softball will be on 96.9 The Pulse in about a half hour. Here's a ball lifted behind the screen and out of play, working the count full now at 3-2. So there's, I beg your pardon, two balls, two strikes. Oskaloosa State Softball Championship game will be on 93.7 FM, about 5:45. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. Ball lifted down the right field line, slicing, foul. A long strike there from Dockman. We'll do it again at 2-2.
You could not let that be a hit if you're Riverside.
Diving bodies, what I tell my kids. Means anything that's hit, we're diving to try and keep it in front. A little stoppage here because the ball, I think, got stuck. Oh, bounced over the fence, actually. They bring it back into play, and here it comes back into Kennedy Griffin. 96-9, the host for Silver Lake State Softball Championship game against Frontenac. It'll be at 25 minutes after the conclusion of this game here. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Dockman in from the right side. Stoppage continues as they get another softball into the home plate umpire, Mr. Scott Grog. Here we go. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch from Griffin. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
Keep their hopes alive. Riverside gets the strikeout.
All right. So in this inning, Riverside, Kennedy Griffin able to strand the bases loaded. No runs. On one hit. No errors and three left on. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Riverside, it's go time if you're a Cyclone. Back after this here on KMCA.
For more than five decades, Engabin Drainage Company of Troy has been your trusted resource for farm drainage, GPS pattern tilling, dozing, as well as underground boring water and sewer lines. Contact Engabin Drainage Company of Troy at 785-985-2355. Good luck to all of our area athletes at state.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
Farmers State Bank in Wathena has proudly served the area for more than 110 years. As your friendly hometown bank, they look ahead to serving you far into the future. Online banking now available at www.ffbwathena.com. Farmers State Bank in Wathena, member FDIC.
Grants Repair is your stop for AmSoil products, synthetic oils, and Interstate batteries. Also specializing in John Deere tractor repair, minor automotive, and air conditioning service. They now have a full supply of Liberty Gun Safes. Grants Repair on Highway 36, West Wathena.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we go to the top of the seventh inning now, Jake, as it's Riverside do or die time. Down 9-0. Their final opportunity to keep this game moving. They got to score 9 runs to force extras. Here's a first pitch swing. Goes out of play for a strike for Mia Jackson.
Will she get a hit? Can she get a hit? Are the questions.
A one pitch foul back to the screen. It's now 0-2. It'll be Mia Jackson up right now, followed by Tori Ortega and Jess Perez. If anybody gets on, Kayana Ewens.
Count is 1-1.
Been in the sun a lot today, I guess. I said 0-2. It was 1-1. There's a called strike 2. The 1-2 pitch. In there for a called strike 3. One out here for Burlington in the top half of the seventh. Mia Jackson goes down on strikes.
That is not what Riverside wanted on that at bat.
All right, up now it's Ortega, fouled straight back on the first pitch.
0-1 is the count.
It looks like I think Brooklyn Poyer is in the on-deck circle for Riverside. She will hit for Jess Perez. 0-2 0-1 the count. One away here for the Cyclones. Off-speed pitch. Misses a little bit outside. It's 0-1. For 1-1, excuse me. Burke ready. The 1-1 pitch. Dribbler to the first baseman. Picked up by Sides. The race to first is won by Sides. Four out number two.
When we're out for Burlington and they go home, the third place. Placing third in the whole state of Kansas.
Nine to nothing, your score, two outs, and for the first time in the state tournament, Brooklyn Poyer steps in from the left side. Sophomore, been the courtesy runner most of this tournament, gets her first at-bat of the state tournament. First pitch blown outside for a ball, it's 1-0. One oh pitch swung on and missed. It's 1-1. The 1-1 pitch from Burke catches the outside corner for a strike.
Close pitch.
It's 1-2.
Barely catches in the zone, but it was in the zone, so.
Two outs, one ball, two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And that'll do it.
Burlington goes home with the third being third place. Have it being third. Getting third in the state tournament.
Pretty good. And a fourth place finish for Riverside is one that best in school history. We'll step aside and come back and summarize. Burlington wins at 9-0. We're back after this on KNZA.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you only pay one deductible. And we should probably stop using stones for that sort of thing anyway. Talk to a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent about our one deductible advantage at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Discover Wathena Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center, a fully VA-contracted facility that is both Medicare and Medicaid certified and accepts most Medicare Advantage plans. Offering long-term care, short-stay rehab, and outpatient rehab, including physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Enjoy a small-town home-like atmosphere with all the amenities while providing a variety of daily activities to keep you engaged. Plus, just a few miles from local hospitals and physicians, experience quality care where you feel at home. Choose Wathena Healthcare, caring for you every step of the way.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Cyclone season comes to an end here today. Riverside, a historic season for the Cyclones. First ever trip to a state tournament. Best win or most wins in a single season. Jake, just like you told me earlier, how many wins did they have the previous two seasons combined?
18.
18 total wins the previous two seasons combined. They finished with a record of 22-6. Following their two losses today, but a great season by the Cyclones and one that will never be forgotten, and you can't take anything away from these girls and a great season that they had. They do fall in the game here today against Burlington in the third place game, 9-0 to end their season. Started off with Alexis Scott, just a third of an inning pitch, and then Mia Jackson came in and finished the rest of the ball game in the circle for Riverside, but it was too much. Burlington, plenty of timely hits. A very clean game defensively for Riverside. No errors defensively, but a lot of walks in that game and timely hitting by Burlington. But Jake, I just wanted to let you know that we're really thankful and happy you were able to join us, and we look forward to seeing you in 6 to 7 years from now and you make your broadcasting debut solo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep that in front of your mind, unless you go to like ESPN or something and then remember us little guys back here in Kansas, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot for joining me today. All right, that's going to wrap it up here for this section of it. They're recognizing Riverside right now for their fourth place finish here in state. Then they'll recognize Burlington. And then they'll start a 25-minute timer reminder. Silver Lake versus Frontenac will be over on 96.9 The Pulse. Join Scott Bond and myself for the call for that on 93.7 FM KAIR. It'll be Oskaloosa and Inman in the state softball 2-1A state championship game, approximately 5:45. And right here on 103.9, it'll be Valley Falls and Pittsburgh Colgan in 2-1 baseball state championship game, approximately at 5:45. For studio producer Seth Tollison, thank you so much, as always, for what you do. And thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been Jake Spaulding. We'll talk to you on 96.9 The Pulse for Silver Lake and Frontenac state title 3A softball after about 30 minutes from now. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.